Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Oh, I'm bad.
Amazing way. He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check it out when you get a chance. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Don't forget to check out our blog. And those of you, I think yesterday was a record day on the blog. I can't get over it. You guys have found the blog, and you're using it like crazy. Folks, my blog brings everything that we've done recently right up front. We've got such an incredible library of information. Thousands of articles, thousands of archives of past shows that I've done. You know, all the way back, we've been archiving since 99, and you know, all the way back, and it's just so many things there that you can use. But the blog keeps things from getting into the, it makes sure that the things we've done recently, this week and the last week, it makes sure that we keep those things right up front where you can get to them very quickly. That's one of the things, one of the advantages of the blog. And in the articles I've written, all those things are all right there. It's very interesting. So, and it's not like any other blog that you'll see, I promise you. It's a multimedia blog. So check it out when you get a chance, and we'll either send it to you or you can come and get it and use it to your advantage. And don't forget to subscribe to my newsletter, which is another thing that we push out to you, which is an electronic e-zine, which we will send you by email on Sunday afternoon. It comes out. We're now in our eighth year of the newsletter. So check that out when you get a chance to subscribe to it. You can have both of them. And as you know, no barrier to entry. If you can get to our sites, we'll let you in. David Loins, ladies and gentlemen, is our good friend. David is a coordinator for the SBA's Business Matchmaking Program, an organization, a program that I've been telling you about since day one. I've been involved in many of these, and I'm always glad to tell you more about it. And Dave is the man. He's the matchmaking man. He's our good friend. Dave, welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much.
It's good to have you here, and congratulations on the wonderful program that is Business Matchmaking. It's something I'm very excited about.
Yeah, we're very proud of the program also.
Well, let's tell the audience what Business Matchmaking is.
What Business Matchmaking is basically is a public-private partnership between SBA and the private industry. We've got a sponsor, HP, and our SCORE that hosts these events. And what we do is we bring small businesses together with buyers from the private sector and the federal government to meet one-on-one 15-minute appointments to discuss procurement opportunities.
Well, exactly. And folks, I have been, Dave, I'm trying to remember how many of these I've been to. I've been to, let's see, 3, 4, 5. I think I've been to 6 of these over the years.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been talking about it since it was started. Former Administrator Hector Barreto basically got this started, and current Administrator Steve Preston is continuing it very, very well. And I'm glad he's doing that. I think, Dave, it's one of the most successful programs the SBA's ever launched. What do you think?
Yeah, I think it's one of the programs that really bring SBA's programs and assistance to the small business community. On average, there's about 4 of these regional business matchmaking events. And in addition to the appointments, we bring a full cadre of SBA services there. We have counselors from our district offices, from the SBDCs, from the PTACs, and from SCORE. So we kind of help small businesses, whether you're just starting out or whether you've been in business for 10 or 15 years.
Right, exactly. And I have met people there, folks that were, as Dave said, that were either just starting out, they've been in business a few months, or they've been in business for a long time. And these are people who see the opportunity possible to do business with either the government directly or any of their contractors, right, Dave?
That is correct. Yeah. When we talk to small business, we ask them, what do you want? And they say the same thing that large business says. It says, we want opportunities, we want contracts. So that's what business matchmaking is intended to do.
Right. Well, give us that website, Dave.
Okay. It's www.businessmatchmaking.com. That's
now
one word, business
matchmaking.
You've
got three events. And by the way, on that website, they can find out what about the events coming up, right?
That's correct. They can find about the events. They can find out about the online business matchmaking. Currently, we've got three events scheduled, the Atlanta event on April the 17th, our Midwestern Regional, which is going to be in Chicago on the 28th of August, and Little Rock on the 11th of December.
Of December. Stand by, Dave. Folks, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about business matchmaking and why these companies, these larger companies, want to see you, why they're looking forward to talking to you. Tony Till, stay with us.
Down the street one day.
It's 17-2. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Dave Loins. Dave is coordinator for the SBA's Business Matchmaking Program, It's an organization within an organization that I've been telling you about for a long time, and that's businessmatchmaking.org or .com.
.com.
Businessmatchmaking.com. There are a lot of sponsors there. Some of your sponsors are my sponsors, by the way, Dave, and we appreciate them doubling up like that, supporting small business in so many different ways. And Dave, one of the things I wanted to make sure we talked about is a lot of people might be saying, "Well, wait a minute, I'm a teeny tiny little small business here in Heartland America. What would Boeing or Northrop Grumman or the Navy, or what would those guys want to do? Why would they want to do business with me?" The truth is, they're looking for people just like all the small business owners who are out there, aren't they? They must actually do business with them, don't they?
That is correct. Any of those large prime contractors, and they basically all have large federal contracts, anything in excess of $500,000 or $1 million in construction, they're required to have a subcontracting plan in place. And on average, they subcontract about 42% to small business. So they're always looking for small business vendors.
But there's a requirement of 23%, isn't there?
That's correct. That 23% is for the federal government. They're required to do 23% to small business. So that's the reason why we have the federal agencies there. And what they like about business matchmaking is that they get to meet with 10 to 15 qualified and certified small businesses in the course of one day. On average, that could take them over about 6 months on cold calls and just out doing market research trying to identify small businesses.
What is there a requirement, a percentage requirement for the contractors themselves?
For the prime contractors?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, like I said, they have to have a subcontracting plan in place, and they have to meet the minimums, such as 3% for women-owned business, 3% for Hub Zone, 5% for 8A. But like I said, on average, their subcontracting plans overall are about 42% to
small businesses. That's a lot of small businesses that are getting pieces of big contracts out there. And because we have the unbundling now, there's no games being played there, is there?
That is correct. And when you deal with the high-tech companies like your Boeing and your Lockheed Martins, they have their what they call Mentor Protege program, where they're looking to bring small businesses into the fold. They'll train those small businesses on the type of products that they're looking for them to manufacture or the services they want to provide. And within a few years, they become a preferred provider for a large company like a Boeing or Lockheed Martin.
And this is not a beauty contest, ladies and gentlemen. This is, if you go to these meetings, it's like speed dating, isn't it? It's a lightning round. I mean, you have, what, 15 minutes with each person?
That is correct. And what makes it ideal is that our matching process has really been perfected. So when you sit down across the table from that buyer, he knows exactly what you're selling, and you know exactly what he's looking to buy. So the introduction is almost cut out of this. You sit down and you discuss future procurements with that particular
right.
buyer.
And you got right to the chase, and you got to have your stuff together. You can't just wander in there and act like you don't have your cornflakes together. You got to have it together, and you got to come across. But I mean, a lot of people leave with maybe not with a contract, but they leave with follow up appointments, don't they?
That is correct. Usually, you'll leave with a point of contact. You'll leave with the next procurement date for that particular product or service that you're interested in. So they may tell you, well, you know, this contract's going to expire on August the 15th. Give me a call on August the 1st, and we will definitely put you in the running for this contract.
Right. Absolutely. And folks, how many people will you have, do you think you'll have in Atlanta?
We're targeting about 150 buyers from the private sector and the federal government, and you're probably looking at least 600 to 700 small business owners.
And they'll already have close to a dozen appointments, won't they? 8 to 10, 12 appointments.
That is correct.
If they go in advance and let you know they're coming and tell you what they're looking for, you will put them together so they definitely have people who will see them.
Yeah, there should be probably 2,400 appointments made for that day.
And some people who maybe get in late and they don't get appointments scheduled, I know sometimes they come and they hang out, and if there's openings, if there's time, they're allowed to come in and sit down even though they don't have an appointment.
Yeah, they can come in. I mean, we don't encourage walk-ins because,
right.
like I said, everything has been matched and it's on schedule. But we have our workshops that's going on. We have our counseling going on. So if you didn't get a chance to register, which you have plenty of time, you can always come into a matchmaking event and talk to a counselor or attend a workshop or meet with an SBA district office
right.
person or one of the other counselors.
And the next one, folks, is Tuesday, April 17th. 2007 at the Georgia World Congress Center in Atlanta, Georgia.
That is correct.
Right, Dave?
Yeah, and registration is open now, so please go ahead and register.
Businessmatchmaking.com, right?
That is correct.
And I won't be at that one, but Dave, I will see you during Small Business Week. I'm going to be emceeing the opening luncheon on the 23rd, April 23rd, and during Small Business Week.
Excellent.
So I look forward to seeing you there, Dave.
Okay.
Thank you for being here. Thanks for doing a great job with Business Matchmaking. I know you and I are in agreement on one thing. It's a very important program. It's helping a lot of small businesses.
That's right.
Yeah. Thanks, Dave. Dave Lawrence,
okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, the coordinator of the SBA's Business Matchmaking Program. He'll keep us posted on how that's going. When we come back after these messages, a personal note from me and some thoughts that I have that I want to share with you. Right after these messages, it's 10 till. I'm Jim Blassing here. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.